Let's get some extremely local news from Jen Sabella at Block Club Chicago. Good morning, Jen. What's going on with Wicker Park's The Point? Let's start there.
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, so you may remember about 6 months ago, there were a couple shootings in Wicker Park outside a bar called The Point, which is a 4 a.m. bar, 5 a.m. on Saturdays. It's a pretty new spot. It just opened like in 2020, so it had, you know, stops and starts due to the pandemic. And there had been a lot of partying along Milwaukee Avenue, which a lot of people said was leading to violence on the Strip. So these shootings break out, and the city forces The Point to close for 6 months. It's allowed to reopen in August. But during the process, the owner of The Point got a hold of the report from the city commission that was tasked with deciding whether or not this can open. And the city itself admits that the bar played little to no role in these shootings. Only one of the people involved in any shooting was at the bar at some point, and he had left at the time of the shooting. And the first shooting had nothing to do with them at all, and it was people who were just nearby. So the owner of The Point is pretty mad. He's missed out on 6 months of revenue, and he's saying that he's a scapegoat for what's been happening in the city in terms of violence. So we'll see. He's going to try to open up again in August, and he's asking folks to support him, but he is thinking about cutting back hours because financially he's been hit really hard by this.
That's 1565 North Milwaukee Avenue, right?
Yes.
And in Bucktown, a restaurant is hopefully going to reopen. Tell us about this place.
A little like secret for anyone who has like a vegetarian in their life. You probably know you're always scoping. My wife's vegetarian, so I'm always scoping the menu to make sure that restaurants we choose are veg friendly. Quesadilla La Reina del Sur has been around for a while in Bucktown, and it is a all vegetarian Mexican restaurant, which is hard to find. There's a couple of them now in the city, but this was the OG. It's been around for several years in Bucktown on Western Avenue. They moved to a spot next door, and there have been delays in reopening, just like everyone else with due to supply chain issues. So in the meantime, the owners of the restaurant are opened in Pilsen on 18th Street, and they have a full bar at this location. The Bucktown location is BYO, and you can get all of the delicious Mexican food you could find in Pilsen, vegetarianized, at Quesadilla La Reina del Sur, which is at 1519 West 18th Street. And they're hoping the Western Avenue location is reopened soon.
And finally, the Choco Taco may be alive after all. What's going on with that?
People are really upset about the Choco Taco being discontinued, which Klondike announced yesterday. And it's been around since the 80s. People apparently loved it more than I realized they did. But there is another Choco Taco in town, and it's at Lonesome Rose in Logan Square, and it is a delicious version, and I highly recommend you check it out. It is house-made waffle cone with horchata ice cream and peanut pretzel crumble. So it's their take on the classic treat, and I have to say it's way better.
Really?
It's obviously a little bit more expensive. It's $8, but Lonesome Rose is, in general, a delicious place. So if you want to check it out and get your Choco Taco fix, it's at 2101 North California Avenue.
And did you know that the Choco Taco was created in 1983 by a guy in Philadelphia, a former Good Humor truck driver? And he said, when you eat a sugar cone, you generally eat the nuts, chocolate, and ice cream on the top. Then you get to the cone, you're eating ice cream, and the cone with the Choco Taco, you get the ice cream, cone, nuts, and chocolate with every bite. So that's why he came up with it.
What a brilliant.
A genius. Thank you, Jen. Have a good one.
Thank you. Have a good one.